So how do we know what is the difference between what feels good and what is actually spiritual? The main difference is in terms of what is taught by Guru Sadhu Shastra. The spiritual master, the sages and the scriptures, they guide us in the process that will elevate our consciousness to the spiritual level. So actually, the soul is Sat Chit Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda, that means Ananda, joy, is the nature of the soul. And to the extent we come, our consciousness comes to the spiritual level, to that extent, we will naturally feel happy, we will naturally feel good. So, wanting to feel good and feeling good, these are natures of us as souls. But to experience that nature, we have to rise to the spiritual level of consciousness. And how do we rise to the spiritual level of consciousness? That is by following Guru Sadhu Shastra. They know the process. Now, when a patient is sick, the patient may take some gulab jamun and say, hey, this feels so good. But you know, that may feel good right now, but afterwards it will not feel good, it will feel very bad. It may feel terrible afterwards. So, we have to, if the doctor says, okay, you can take this food, you can, if you're feeling bad, take this painkiller, you'll feel better. If you follow this treatment, eventually you'll feel good. So, the primary definer is what is told by Guru Sadhu Shastra. And it is not that when to be spiritual means we should not feel good. If you say feel good is one circle, being spiritual is one circle. It is not that the two are non-intersecting circles. It's not that to be spiritual we have to feel bad all the time. No, it's not like that. But there is a big area within these two circles that is overlapping. It means there are activities in bhakti which we do, we will feel happy. We will feel joyful, we will feel strong, we will feel satisfied while doing those activities. And if we, we find those activities, we can focus on those activities. That is the way Krishna is manifesting to us. So if we like to do kirtans, if we like to worship the deities, if we like to distribute books, if we like to hear classes, whatever it is that we like to do, if we do that, that is how we can solidly connect with Krishna. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Siddhu, a word is used, Uddipan. Uddipan means spiritual stimulus. So, for all of us, our Uddipan will be different. And the what attracts you to Krishna, what stimulates spiritual emotion for Krishna in you may be different from what stimulates spiritual emotion within me for Krishna. Like when I take darshan of the deities, I like to recite verses. When I recite the verses, then I meditate. Oh, this same Lord who is being glorified in this verse, he is present over here. Then I feel a connection with Krishna. So once in a class I told, you know, we can recite verses, then we will feel connection with Krishna. Then after 2 days, one devotee came and told, he says that, you know, if I go in front of deities and I try to remember verses, the tension in remembering verses causes whatever bhakti is there to go away. So, of course, we should try to remember verses. But what is a Uddipan for me was austerity for them. That was not necessarily Uddipan for them. So, bhakti is an individual process. And we have to find out what is it that attracts us to Krishna. And so, if we find out what is in that intersection circle, intersection set for us, you know, what feels good and what is also in the realm of bhakti. And we focus on that. And by that, we can solidly, steadily connect with Krishna. And by this connection with Krishna through that one activity, gradually we'll experience Krishna, we'll become purified, and we will be able to connect with Krishna through other activities also. So right now, I just like to do kirtans. That's good. But do kirtans consistently. And gradually, by that, as we connect with Krishna, we start getting taste for hearing, we start getting taste for deity worship, and we start getting taste for other things. So primarily, we follow Guru Sadhu Shastra. And while following Guru Sadhu Shastra, we can take individual initiative to find out within the process given by Guru Sadhu Shastra, what is it that connects me with Krishna? And do that. So if anything makes me feel good outside the circle of bhakti, then I have to have a red alert for that. This may feel good, but its result will not be very good. And if the process of bhakti requires me to do something which does not feel good, say something in that circle where it doesn't feel good, but that's what I'm expected to do. And at that time, we should do that as an austerity. Because this will purify me. So, that it is not that we should not feel good in bhakti, but we should not make feeling good the basis of our practice of bhakti. The basis of our practice is Guru Sadhu Shastra. And within that, if something makes us feel good, we accept that gratefully as Krishna's mercy. We can do that more, but we also do the other activities, knowing that it's all a part of the purificatory package, which will eventually help us to realize our spiritual nature, by which we will constantly feel good. When we realize ourselves as souls who are parts of Krishna. Okay? Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the